A new drug to fight obesity has gotten strong support from advisors to the Food and Drug Administration. They voted today 20-2 in favor of Qnexa. If the FDA approves the drug, it would be the first time since 1999 that the agency has okayed an obesity drug. And Qnexa itself was originally rejected. With me now to talk about this is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. And Rob, first explain how Qnexa works.
Sure. Qnexa is made up of two drugs that have been on the market for a while now. The first one is called phentermine, which has been used for quite a while to help people lose weight for short-term use only. And the other one is called topiramate, which has been used to help people prevent migraine headaches and prevent seizures. People have epilepsy. And when they're combined, they seem to suppress people's appetite, so they eat less and they seem to lose significant amounts of weight.
And when the drug's been tested in studies, how much weight do people lose?
Yeah, it's been pretty substantial, between about 3% and 10%, which is really pretty good for an obesity drug. Not a lot of drugs have really reached that level. And that's had significant effects on people's health related to their weight.
We mentioned that this drug, Qnexa, was rejected by the FDA back in 2010. Why? What happened?
Right. There are really two big concerns. The first one was that the drug can increase heart rate. And that's a big concern because the heart problems have been a major concern among health weight loss drugs in the past. You probably remember there's been a bunch of drugs that have been on the market, mm-hmm. and then they've been pulled off the market mainly because of heart problems. Fen-phen is probably the one people recognize the most. The second concern is about birth defects. Topiramate is known to cause birth defects, most commonly cleft lips and cleft palates, and that's a big concern. So people were really worried that if this got on the market, that it wouldn't be just obese people taking it, but lots of people would be taking it, and that could cause serious complications.
Well, given those serious complications that you just went through, what changed? Why would the panel vote today to approve it?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really a combination of factors. Part of it was that the company presented new data that suggested that the risk of birth defects may be a little bit lower than people had thought. They also presented a very detailed plan to try to prevent pregnant women or women of childbearing age from actually taking the drug to prevent birth defects from occurring. And also, I think it probably reflects a sort of a new thinking at the FDA. There's been a lot of criticism of the FDA for not approving any new drugs in quite a while, and the obesity epidemic has been raging out of control. And so there's been some thought that they really ought to sort of rethink the way they approach weight loss drugs and accept some risks for some drugs because there's some benefits from losing weight.
Now, Rob, I gather the vote today to recommend approval came with some conditions. What were those?
Right. The one condition was something I just alluded to, which was that there's going to be this strict system in place to reduce the risk that women of childbearing age will take the drug. And that'll include things like it won't be available anywhere. It'll only be available at a few hand-picked mail-order pharmacies so the company can sort of keep tabs on it, who's using it, how much they're using. It'll be limited to 30-day supplies. And women who are taking the drug will be asked to take pregnancy tests on a regular basis. In addition to that, they're going to ask the company that makes the drug to conduct a large study to really get a better handle on the risks of the heart, because that's really the big concern from these drugs, the heart risks.
Now, the advisory panel is just that. It's an advisory panel. Do you expect the FDA to go along, because the vote was 20-2, to go ahead and approve the drug?
Right. Now, the agency doesn't have to follow this advice, but traditionally they usually do, and usually especially when it's a lopsided vote like this, they usually do take the advice of the advisory panels.
Okay. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Rob, thanks so much.
Well, nice to be here.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.